This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I was determined after college, and even though everything in me said, just make it, you can fake it, you can put God in the back burner, you know, you can make it, you can get, you have a work ethic, you can get a job, you can make money, you can do all of that. And then you can get out of this country as fast as you can. Pay off your bills, get out. You know, and it was like, God, I don't want to do that. I don't want to miss this moment. Even though I don't like it, I don't understand it. I don't want to stand, there's a competition in me. Like, I don't want to stand up next to Esther and all those other people in heaven and have missed this, even though I don't like this. And that was where I would say, God is God. You know, I couldn't understand and couldn't put my fingers on it. Before that, I had a huge, like, 3-page list of who God was. And I was down to God is God. You know, and I was like, okay, you're going to fill in all the rest of this. And it was just getting up in the morning and saying, you're God. When I was on the mission field, when I was a kid, every day was yours. And so every day is still yours. It was just getting up and just driving through the dark periods and just saying, okay, I don't see how this thing is going to come together. Frankly, I could care less how it comes together. Just get me out of here. But then, you know, trusting that he had a reason for it. And then when I met Pastor Lee, watching him deal with things, watched him as much as I listened to him, as much as I talked.
Can I interject one thing here? I think for anybody who's listening, you may not understand how much your example matters to the kids that are watching, because I was doing something sometime and I was saying whatever, and somebody said, well, your parents did all that and you still struggled. I said, God never promises I won't struggle, but what my parents and what the whole community of people that I grew up with, they showed me was how you get through.
Because I had all these questions. You know, Dad said this, but I'm not seeing this. This America Dad loves, this America that's amazing, I'm not seeing all this. So I had questions for Pastor. It's stuff I could sit down and ask him and talk with and walk through. And so I saw somebody else, post-60s, dealing with a huge mess. Because everyone thinks 60s over and everything's fixed. It's not true. It's not true. But watching my pastor deal with things day after day after day, and then I'd hear him in Bible study, and I'd go, okay, I can do one more day. I had that person to kind of zone in on. You know, some of it I could care less who else was at church. And to hear him praise, to hear him sing, to hear him pour his heart out. Because he had the same passion for God my dad did. Different viewpoints in the world, but they both believed in God the same. And so I had that shadow to sit under. And so I didn't lose. Actually, I realized later I didn't lose as much as I thought I had lost.
Probably this is the time it became yours, though. Because I think another thing for anybody who grows up in a strong Christian family, there is always a time you have to move from being your parents' faith.
No, it was my faith before. The difference this time was it wasn't rosy pink.
Well, maybe that's what I mean.
Yeah,
there's a place where the things that I was taught are tested because it doesn't seem like what I was taught or what I saw is happening. And that's, I guess, where when you say, is God God? Or how is it going to work in my life? Yeah. Not just that I watched it be in everybody else's. That's what I guess
you
I'm
know,
saying.
And that's what, you know, and if I were a parent with a child that's an MK, when they're here on transition, I would try to find someone they can connect with now so that when they do hit a crisis and they're drowning, they have someone to pull quickly. Because if I had had Pastor earlier to talk to, discuss with, you know, that would have helped so much.
So that's the first point. Parents need to find a good mentor.
Somebody who, yes, who can help them through this American paradigm, through this American concept. And I wish I'd had other MKs with me during this process. People may be older, people who had been through some of this, just little stuff like paying rent. How do you know when rent is enough? You know, how do you pick your apartment? You know, how do you know
the practical things?
You know, the milk, back to the milk stuff.
So what I think you're saying is, first point is a good mentor. And if it's somebody who could possibly have lived my experience and just been a little older and kind of learned some of these ropes so they understand me and they understand this culture.
Yeah. And then having, and I think missionaries need it just more than just for their kids. Missionaries are on the stage so much. They don't sit very often. And why I like being at Pastor Lee's church is I get to sit. I didn't sing for 2 years that I was there because I didn't have to go on stage. And so it's finding those families. Pastor Lee went and visited my parents. It would have been amazing to have him or someone visit earlier. Mm-hmm. So because the Lishana of the field and Lishana here are very different.
Well, I think you make a huge point, whether it's a relative or somebody from the church. If there's somebody who can possibly visit on the field, that person is a great connector because that person also has that picture of the porch you lost. And when you talk about the porch, they know the porch and they understand it. And so they understand why you might be grieving or why you might be disconnected.
And sometimes, in my case, but sometimes with my family, they're so excited about the mission life. And they see things from my parents' perspective. You just kind of nod your head and let them get excited. You know, sometimes it's somebody who's not all there connected to, can come from your child's perspective,
right.
Who's there for your child and who's going to help that child make that inroad. So it's not so bumpy. So they're not sitting there in the ditch figuring out, how in the world do I call mom and dad? Okay, it's 11 o'clock here, but it's, okay, what time is it there? Okay, oops, do I do this? So that there's not that exhausted time of how do I tell dad? You know, how do I explain this? And he's over there and I'm over here.
I'm thinking, you know, for the people who might be listening who are on the other side, thinking of sending their kids, what I've heard you say is it would have been helpful to have a plan. Have a plan before you send them. And part of the plan can be thinking about who would be a good mentor.
And do a plan from an MK perspective, which might mean sitting down with an MK, having them plan it. My parents tried to do things, but they did it from their perspective.
Sure, and that's the best they can do. But I think also there's more resources now, and there's more awareness.
Yes.
There are reentry seminars kids can go to, which at least gives the kids some sense that I'm not the only one, and some practical advice. And I think the other thing is understanding the faith story that you've given your child is important, and yet helping, at least for me, I thought a great thing my parents did, and maybe this is part of my father being an MK himself, was they taught me the principles of faith instead of the legalities of faith. And that the reason maybe in this situation we don't wear lipstick or we don't wear earrings or whatever we didn't do at that time wasn't because in itself it was wrong. It's because it could cause offense or there was a principle behind the action. I think when parents bring kids up with legalities only, then when you switch the culture of faith from your mission experience to the culture of faith, that it's hard to figure out what faith is because, you know, at least for me, what's the principle still? Is there an operative principle? And a lot of kids lose the faith because they don't know how to take the same principle and apply it in the new place. And that's also part of a mentor, isn't it?
You have to have someone you can talk it out with who's not going to be afraid when you say something, who's not going to get worried about because they understand that you're dealing with things. Because, you know, and hearing my pastor talk about the disconnect between his generation during the 60s and his parents' generation. So it's like, okay, oh, there's somebody that understands a little bit of what I'm trying to do here. And so having somebody that understands and can bring that through.
Well, Lishana, thank you so much for taking time to share with us your story. You have a fabulously interesting one when I think of the life you've had living on the Amazon, living among many people of many cultures, and coming back to your homeland, which for you was the United States, and then having the added layering of parents from two cultures, and coming back where you were in a minority situation, so you've grown up in a culture, not even your minority culture, and yet you're supposed to be an American, and I think it's really wonderful to see how God has put these things together. And now that you're a teacher, he's giving you understanding for your kids. And I know that he has called you. I'm glad that you've stayed faithful. And I think the whole example you are of someone who has taken that faith of learning to hang on to God through difficult things growing up and yet realizing that no matter which country you are, that's the core. That's the place that we hang on. That's the gift that we have from our backgrounds. And just to remind those who are listening, you can't give your children more than to walk a life that demonstrates the power of God in your life, your faith, and God will take your kids through, as he has Lashana, and take them to places of his calling and places where all those pieces, as you walk in the places God has led you and you walk with grace and mercy to your kids, those are part of their calling too. They're part of their shaping, and it's not a mistake for your kid to be an MK.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.